This podcast is a production of America Matters Media. Explore more episodes of this show and other great shows on the America Matters Media Podcast Network by visiting americamatters.us. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review at your favorite place to download podcasts. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of the company or its advertisers, although we think they should. But that's the opinion of America Matters Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated. And now, your radio refreshment, Ron Edwards.
As I always do, because I'm very grateful that you have taken time out of your busy schedule, my fellow Americans, to join in on the show. Every time that we are on, we are emanating from flagship station KCKQ, that's AM 1180 in Reno, Nevada. Also worldwide, you can hear us everywhere throughout the planet on americamatters.us. Also, you can dial us in if you're on Facebook. Go to the America Matters media page and check us out there. Also, there's another location you can check me out as well. You get two, it's a twofer there. You go to my website, theronedwards.com. It's back up and running better than ever before, thanks to Daryl, our great web guy. And you can click in and listen to the show there as well. And so it's all good. It's all good. We've got a fantastic guest today. And, boy, she's really great. In fact, she is the lady that put together the great demonstration that actually it wasn't a demonstration. It was a coming together of patriots in the state capital of Lansing, Michigan. And it was really a wonderful affair. I've got to tell you, my friends, it was great. Now, our guest coming up today, her name is Michonne Maddock, and she's what I would call a true freedom fighter. And we'll tell you more about her in the upcoming moments of the show, but getting into a few headlines and whatnot, well, we find that the United States is finally mounting a full-scale probe to determine the coronavirus escaped Wuhan facility. You know, you've got a world war of words between Governor Cuomo. That's what Jesse Jackson used to call him. Actually, Governor Cuomo of New York, and between him and Trump. You know, these people, these Democrats, everywhere there's a Democrat, there's a big problem that they exacerbate. They make problems and then they just continue to multiply. They're like rats or something. I don't know. You know, the governor of Michigan tried to portray the wonderful gridlock gathering in Lansing as nothing but a few hundred, maybe a thousand or so Republicans. And she talked about how negative it was. Of course, because it went against her will. See, her will is that we be subjugated to her dictatorial mandate, which means we cannot move out of our house. She wants neighbors to snitch on us if someone happens to stop by in our driveway. She says you cannot motorboat in a lake, even if your house is right next to the lake. But if you have a canoe, you can go out into that same lake, or you can kayak. But if you have a motorboat, you can't go out. And two of you cannot be in the same boat, even if you are husband and wife living in the home. If she catches you together in a boat, according to her, you're in big heap of trouble. What a witch. What a witch, okay? And that's just the beginning. These Democrats want to use these things, this situation. It's not about our safety. It's not about overcoming the Corona China virus. That has nothing to do with it. Democrats have never done anything since their founding to actually help human beings. The only time they stepped up and did anything, and even that was full of crap, was during World War II, because there was a delay in getting in World War II, and as a result, Pearl Harbor happened, dot, dot, dot. And even in that situation, and of course the Great Depression, which everyone was misled into believing that Franklin Delano Roosevelt actually helped us. No, because of his policies, a four-year ordeal turned into a decade situation. So I don't care whatever they touch, it gets worse. And when one steps out, like John Kennedy did, to do the right thing on behalf of our republic, you know what happened to him. So it's an evil party, and these people believe in and support what they're going after. And it's about controlling us and squashing our rights. Now, they don't want people in close proximity, right? Oh, that's why you can't go to church, even if you're spaced apart. But you can get into close proximity in an abortion clinic to kill your baby. There's a whole lot of close-up touch, touchy-feely stuff there. A lot of pain for the babies. But that's okay, because the Democrat Party is about death anyway. I'm just cutting to the chase, and you can go up from there. It is a party of death ever since its founding. You know, the roots of the Democrat Party traces all the way back to the founding of this country. It wasn't always called the Democrat Party, but hey, they were the loyalists. Originally, those were the kind of loyalist types who were traitors of the patriots who were founding this nation. And they were the ones who wanted to enslave people and got it going in this country. It was Democrats that got it going. And every bit of oppression, whether it's economic or whatever, it was founded and started by Democrats. Go study about the meeting on Jekyll Island in 1913 and get into all of that with old Brother Willie, Brother Woodrow Wilson. Oh, yeah. J.P. Morgan and that entire gang of bigwigs of that era. And the things that they perpetrated against this nation, Federal Reserve, you name it. Anyway, great stuff is coming up after the upcoming break. I'm Ron Edwards, and I shall return.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience? It doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely. I'm drinking green tea today, folks, and welcome again to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'm Ron Edwards, and thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here. And, of course, you can join in the conversation at 844-790-8255. That's 844-790-TALK. And as I stated at the outset of our broadcast, we're going to get to it. We've got a wonderful guest today. Her name is Michonne Maddock. Now, she is the Michigan Conservative Coalition co-founder and Operation Gridlock organizer. Ms. Maddock is also on the National Advisory Board for Women for Trump and was a Michigan delegate for Donald Trump, at the 2016 Republican National Convention in beautiful downtown Cleveland. And welcome, Michonne, to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's an honor. It's truly an honor. And I just want to thank you for having the wit and everything and the strength to put this together, because it was contrary to what the governor has been saying. It was a wonderful event. I met folks from all walks of life. I met a couple of business owners that just, in fact, opened a business 4 months ago, right there in downtown Lansing. And they were very concerned that they could be kicked out of business because even though they were one of those that were allowed to be open under her edict, business has been so slow.
Right.
So this is not about protecting us, in my opinion. It's about controlling us and dictating us.
Yeah, I think it's about control, and I also think it's about shameless self-promotion. I mean, let's be real. Governor Whitmer has managed to keep herself in the spotlight pretty much nonstop, you know, even going as far as having a T-shirt specially made up with a nickname that the president gave her and appearing on late-night television programs. So it is a shame. I think that the Michigan citizens are being used as part of a game for her. And these draconian measures are really stifling they're stifling us financially, mentally, and physically.
Yeah, and the thing that's so hurtful about this is that it's all about not only controlling the American people, but joining in with other Democrat governors around the country in an effort to stifle and just strangulate the U.S. economy so that people would turn against Trump. Now, here's the thing. You and I, and many people I'm sure that you know and I both know, are intelligent enough to understand who would be at fault here for harming the economy, and there's no logical reason to turn against Trump, but they're hoping that would be the case. But if Republicans like yourself, and I know you'll be doing it the right way, as far as messaging, this should really work against the Democrats. How do you feel about that?
Oh, my gosh. That is a good point. I mean, I have people today telling me that, you know what, Smith to run for VP, and she may have been using this as a way to launch herself into the public eye for that reason. But I'll tell you what, I think it's been a PR disaster for her. I think she is in way over her head. She's spending most of her time playing catch up with all of us grassroots activists that are putting this pressure on her. If you notice, she's constantly having to defend herself and retaliate. For instance, a young couple who had a new baby weren't able to buy an infant car seat. She had to backtrack and the next day come out and say, no, car seats are allowed. We called her out because we had photographs from our local Costco within 10 miles of my house that had, huge bins of American flags taped off where you couldn't buy them. And I was in the media saying that, you know, don't you love Michigan, the only state where you can go get an abortion, but you can't buy an American flag? She's since come out and, you know, had to reiterate, oh, that's not true. You can buy American flags. Well, part of the reason she has such a problem is her orders are so arbitrary that store owners and merchants don't even know. They can't even keep up with what her laws and her rules are.
Well, they shouldn't have to even try, because all of these rules are totally asinine and draconian in nature, and they should be in mass ignored, as far as I'm concerned. And I love it because Sheriff Darleaf of Berry County, Michigan, has come out and said, hey, look, these laws are too draconian. We're not even going to bother enforcing all of this madness. This is a classic, Michonne. Well, yep. If you live on a lake, you can paddle your way around in a canoe and a kayak, but don't you, as a couple, get into a boat or you're going to be in big heap of trouble. I mean, how crazy is this stuff?
Well, that's an excellent point. I love that example, because you'll notice that she constantly goes back and says her orders are based on science. And I would like her to explain the science behind a man who lives on the lake, who has kept his family safely inside and protected for an entire month now, when the weather is beautiful, cannot walk down his lawn, get in his boat, and take his son out to the middle of the lake. Not to mention, he can't fish. Why can't we fish? Where's the science in that? I hate to say it, but it feels like her rules, they almost seem to be protecting her kind and people who donate to her. I don't want to attack kayakers, my own kids kayak, but my point is that canoers and kayakers and people who walk through the forest, which is another thing that she says you're allowed to do, are typically not the same as the voters who like to hunt, fish, snowmobile, jet ski. You know, those are not her people. Those are not her voters.
Oh, I see. Boy, she's getting scientific about it. Well, if you're a speedboater, I don't care about you, and you can't do that. This woman is just, I don't even call her Whitmer. I call her Witchmer and other things that cannot be, mentioned on air. But
listen, this government can't even run. They can't even run our unemployment website correctly. So how can we expect her to solve this crisis?
And, it's a crisis that helps solve itself. Human beings have been dealing with flus and viruses for, I don't know, since we were kicked out of the Garden of Eden. And we've survived pretty well. Proof of that is there's almost 8 billion of us. So when I hear these kind of draconian measures, and they use the excuse of this calamity, this sickness, this whatever, and every time they deal with something, it always ends up more of a problem to we the people than the actual problem in the first place. Mm-hmm. So, and it's, you know, history will back me up on this. Ever since the beginning of this country, her ilk has been there just with fangs gaping, waiting to snatch away another freedom. And I'm thank you for so much for being out there.
We're not going to stop. You would think that Whitmer would understand after thousands of people showed up. All we're looking for is for her to come out and say, Michigan, I hear you, and I'm offering hope. Instead of listening, she blames them, and so we're not going to let up.
Yeah, and one other thing, too, is that I met Democrats there at the gathering. It wasn't all just Republicans, and I talked with these folks, and they said, hey, look, I'm a Democrat, but guess what? I won't be one in her case. And Democrats have jobs too. They have families too. And they want to take, most of them want to take care of their families as well. And when you have a government that makes that impossible and then tells you not to go to church, to turn against your own faith. I mean, our faith is one of the reasons why, you know, there is, you know, we continue to go on. And we especially need our faith to deal with the likes of her. But tell folks how they can get a hold of you, your organization, if they want to help out. Because I know I want to help out, too, with you guys. Anything you want me to do or whatever. And how they can help out and get in contact with your organization.
MichiganConservativeCoalition.com is the best way to find out. Sign up for emails and you'll get information. Also follow us on Michigan Conservative Coalition on Facebook. That's where all of our events and activities are. And Instagram also, Michigan Conservative Coalition. And thank you so much, Ron, for getting this out there.
Thank you. And we want to invite you back because we know this struggle isn't exactly over, but we're winning. And because of you, the job is already won. It's just we're just walking it out towards victory right now. And I just want to give you a big, big salute. And Godspeed to you and your organization and to your family. And keep on keeping on.
Thank you so much. You're a wonderful patriot. You and your beautiful prayer warrior wife, Denise. Give her my love.
Absolutely. Thank you. She's listening and she's got it. And thank you again.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Well, a great American, Michonne Maddock, she's the Conservative Coalition co-founder and the Operation Gridlock organizer. In fact, the Michigan gathering is, I think, the largest one so far that has been held around the country. They're demonstrating now, I believe, in Minnesota and other locales across this great nation. And folks, you get out there, those of you around the country and those of you like in Ohio, don't let Governor DeWine up. Don't give him a break. That man, he's a Republican, but he needs help. He needs a little bit of help. He was struggling with the idea of opening the Ohio economy. He's now announced that May 1st they're going to open for business in Ohio, but he's talking about a new normal. Now, the new normal is the calling card of the Democrats. That is what they are going to be coming forth with very strongly. In fact, Dr. Rat Fauci has already said that, talked about a new normal. A new normal. I mean, what is that? Another slick way of oppressing us. It has nothing to do whatsoever with alleviating the situation with the Corona China virus. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Oppression. In fact, if you oppress this economy, guess what? You exacerbate the illness. Because if you're poor and you have no means of purchasing what you need and there are no means or incentives to create new cures. I'm not interested in vaccinations, by the way. To hell with vaccinations. But I'm talking about cures and preventative eating habits. Things that you can find that build that immune system. And so that your body is a natural repellent to such things, whether they're created in a laboratory or they are a natural occurring situation. I mean, it just takes common sense, folks. And it takes us working together. We have to be a headache to the leftists. We have to remain active in the streets, active in our churches. We have to remain active at the city hall. And by the way, the Democrats are taking advantage of us right now via the post office. They have been dumping off tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of mail-in ballots. So we're going to be talking about this and many other things right here on the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'm Ron Edwards.
My fellow Americans, every so often we the people could benefit from a friendly reminder about the rule of life that helped make the United States the envy of the world. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, when the first settlers arrived in America, the influence of the Bible on their lives came with them. For many, their brave spirit was, and their faith impacted almost everything they did. This fact stands out boldly again and again through biblical scripture, which reflected in the individual colonies' statements of the goal of their government. The Rhode Island Charter of 1683, for instance, begins this way. We submit our person, lives, and estates unto our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and to all those perfect and most absolute laws of His that He gave us in His holy word. In fact, from the very first colony at Jamestown to the Pennsylvania Charter of Privileges granted to William Penn in 1701, stating, where all persons who profess to believe in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, shall be capable to serve this government in any capacity, both legislatively and executively. The Bible was considered the rule of life in the colonies. What occurred as a result of their beliefs was nothing short of spectacular. I believe if we heed the good example set by America's early arrivals, our republic will be blessed indeed. If not, it won't be very pretty. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
We the People and Ron Edwards, an unbeatable combination. Yeah, yeah, express yeah, your views at 844-790-TALK. That's 844-790-8255.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today here on the Ron Edwards American Experience. I am your happy host, Ron Edwards. And, you know, proving that good can come as a result of something that is very bad. I just can't speak enough about the Michigan Democrat State Representative Karen Whitsett. Now, she credited President Trump earlier this month for helping save her life after he touted the drug hydroxychloroquine to treat corona China virus. Now, Representative Whitsett is telling Americans to put politics aside and unite behind the president during an interview on Fox and Friends recently. State Representative Whitsett, a Democrat, called on Americans to put aside politics and the pandemic and focus on making the country better. She went on to say, quote, "You know, we have a president that is in the White House, and it is time right now everyone needs to get behind the president of the United States and the vice president of the United States, and we need to simply unite together." And this is remarkable. This is a Democrat out of Detroit, Michigan. And the reason why she's so adamant about this is because if it wasn't for President Donald John Trump, she may not even be here, because the socialist governor Whitmer wanted to ban the application of hydroxychloroquine in Michigan. It's hydroxychloroquine. So she wanted to ban that in Michigan. And She said, well, we have to be scientific, blah, 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 blah. Well, to me, there's nothing more scientific than results. Who cares if a million people haven't been tested and waiting 2 years and all of that? That's just an excuse. And by the way, let's not forget, President Trump also signed into law the right to try law, which means that Governor Whitmer was obstructing this young woman's right to try something that had a great possibility of working, which has been working everywhere it's been tried. So, you know, this is a remarkable situation here. And I kind of pray for her safety because, you know, in the land of Democrats, if someone speaks the truth and it is positive towards a Republican or a great guy like President Trump, it could pose to be kind of dangerous to your physicality. So we pray for her protection and that she continues to boldly speak the truth. And the president had her at the White House, and she spoke nationally. She said, look, we've got to get behind this president and deal. And she is alive because of the efforts of President Donald Trump. And I salute him for what he's done as president. And a lot of things that he is doing, I'm finding out behind the scenes, it is going to bode well for this nation. I believe we have a caller on the line, on the Ron Edwards hotline. Who's calling? I believe this is Doug from Louisiana. Hello, and welcome to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Evening or afternoon, Ron.
And, good afternoon.
Good show so far. Matter of fact, so good. We're going to do this again on WCET-FM at 7 o'clock tonight Eastern.
Well, all right.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, that is one of my affiliates that carries the Edwards Notebook around the country, folks. So when I tell you that it is elsewhere, that is living proof right there. But Doug, is there anything on your mind concerning, let's say, what's going on in the country? What's going on? How is it down in your neck of the woods? Are they keeping you all under lock and key, or are you beginning to loosen things up so you can get about and live your life?
Some things are closed and some things are open. We have to maintain our social distance, and they're letting five people in to a store at a time, depending on your square footage of the store. One person per 1,000 square foot of store, or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, there's people standing up outside, you know, and keeping their 6 foot distance. So sometimes a line will go around a block. Outside of that, no, we're free to move around. We don't have any restrictions. You know, the governor said, you know, stay home if possible. People need to eat and go out and get groceries and stuff, so you can still do that. But some places are open, some places are closed. That's about it.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Doug, and we hope to hear from you again on the broadcast. And just tell folks about the Ron Edwards American Experience and the Edwards Notebook Commentary, and you keep doing the great things you're doing down there in the beautiful state of Louisiana, and we'll be talking to you next time.
Okay, you take care.
All right, take care. Bye now. Folks, and you can join us as well. Right here on the Ron Edwards American Experience at 844-790-8255. Chinese authorities raised the official death toll in Wuhan by 50% today amid growing backlash. The communist regime launched a big cover-up in the early days of the outbreak. The city where the corona China virus outbreak is believed to have originated is now reporting 3,869 deaths after adding 1,290 to its previously announced figure. Numbers of total cases in the city of 11 million were also raised by 325 to 50,333. Counting were about two-thirds of China's total of 82,367 announced cases. I still think that that's a big time undercount. And the reason why is because I've been seeing some very, very horrendous things and hearing some horrendous stories and reports, when you look at some of this stuff, you just want to say, you know what, we need to cut China off and leave them alone and have no relations with them. If you're walking down the street and you're seeing just coughing, I mean, you could just have a normal, and there's nothing really wrong with you. They've snatched people up walking down the street, and they exhibited a cough and throw them straight into the crematoriums. Seriously, just take them straight. They could be walking on the way home and have a little and then be snatched up and thrown into a crematorium. Now, if they're doing that all over the place, I don't think those are counted necessarily. The counting are based upon those in hospital and under doctor's care and things of that nature. So I think the numbers are much higher than that they're announcing. And I believe a great number of them, maybe not a great number, but I think a good portion of them could be people that did not even have the coronavirus, but who just coughed and were caught coughing. Man, oh man, oh man. This is not good, folks. And see, this is another reason why we have to disengage our relationship with China. It's got to be done. There is no logical reason for us to continue dealing with China. They have a totally different mindset, and they're not going to change. The only thing that will change is they will become more powerful, more emboldened, the more we continue to trade with them and deal with them on a business level, and they continue to prosper. The good news is that their economy is cratering right now, and that's a good thing. And the other good thing is that our economy, the United States, is poised to take off. I looked at the fundamentals today. I did some, you know, looking around and talking to certain experts, things are looking very good for our economy. However, it must be at least they should start opening the door very soon. And of course, we'll be right back. I'm Ron Edwards, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Diamond and Silk. Mm-hmm. Don't you touch that dial.
You better not.
You better come back.
Mm-hmm.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. It's the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Absolutely. I'm your host, Ron Edwards, and thank you for joining me. And you can call in. We've got a few minutes left at 844-790-8255. And again, thanks so much for listening. You know, the governors of 35 states have filed a suit against the federal government for imposing unlawful burdens upon their states. It only takes 38 states to open a constitutional convention. However, I do not trust some of these governors. Let's say that they reach the 38 threshold, then a Governor Whitmer jumps in, or any of the far left Democrat governors who, and they, let's say if they persuade squishy rhino Republicans to negatively impact the Constitutional Convention and open it up to other changes that they might want to make in the Constitution when they have it open like that, in a way that could prove detrimental to our unalienable rights. And I just think that they need to leave it alone, and they need to demand, the people need to demand that our government, first of all, focus on the constitutional limitations upon itself that are already there. And if they do that, a lot of the garbage that we're dealing with will dry up literally on its own. So I just believe that, at this juncture, a constitutional convention is not the way to go. In theory, it is great because we do want certain changes made. There are certain amendments that have been attached on to the Constitution, which could be knocked off, in my opinion. There are some that don't need to even be there, that take away from the overall greatness of the United States Constitution. You know, if you agree or disagree on that, I'd like to hear your opinions on that. But I do not think that this is the time for that. I, again, want to thank the president for all that he's doing concerning every aspect of our nation. It is amazing the things that he is able to accomplish and has been able to accomplish without the help of government, of the Congress. You've got Nancy Pelosi saying, well, I'll be back by May 4th or whatever. If there's I'll be back before then if there's an emergency. Well, haven't we been dealing with an emergency? People of her ilk have been talking about that we've been in such an emergency that they need to lock us in our houses. I mean, this woman is out to lunch crazy. She's out to lunch evil and just it's just bad news. But she's a reflection of the people that vote for her over and over again. And so I'm feeling less and less sorry for the people of California. You've got your Governor Newsom, who has now gathered 500 million dollars or whatever the amount is to give to illegal border crossers in that state, $500 each. That is an insult. And see what that does, that incentivizes more illegals to try to crash across our border. And the last time we checked in, we found out from the president, there's only about 164 new miles of new wall that have been constructed. We don't know how much more is being built, if at all, right now. We've heard nothing. And so I would like to get an official count on that. States like Ohio, Indiana, Florida, Texas, they're working on plans to open back up for business. But when we're surrounded by states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and others, Virginia and other major states around the country, New York, that want to simply not open so as to slow down the U.S. economy and harm the people. And say, you cannot go in for certain surgeries. You can't get a stent in your heart, but because that's close and it's, that's not essential in our minds. But yet you can go have an abortion. I mean, just think about that. One that potentially helps save your life, a stent in the heart. I mean, there's a lot better things you can do regarding your heart than a stent. But, if you need it, you need it. And for the governors of these states to place a higher priority of killing babies in close quarters than saving lives, that tells you all you need to do. No, I'm sorry. That tells you all you need to know about these Democrats. And I'm not just here just clanging the bells saying that Democrats are all terrible, Democrats are all terrible, and that's all I'm saying. I'm giving you logical reasons why it is dangerous to continue to foolishly elect politicians you know that are of a party that is out for your detriment in every aspect of life. And like they said, never let a good crisis go to waste. And I'm not letting the Republicans go either. The rhinos are squishy. The Romneys of the world and all of that. And Mike DeWine of Ohio, I don't know if he's a rhino, but he's kind of squishy in a little bit. And, they had to put some heat on him. And so that he would announce that he would open the Buckeye State on May 1st. That should have been automatic. Should have been a no-brainer to him. But at least he's no Governor Whitmer that is defiantly saying, well, I may have to expand my dictatorial call for locking down the economy. I mean, this woman is, she needs to be sued. She needs to be sued. And so as we continue to go forward, my friends, we have a lot of work to do, but there's a lot of good things that are going on behind the scenes. And I believe that we are going to overcome this situation. We are going to come together. I think that the Democrats have pushed Americans to the point where they're willing to really fight, stand up and fight against. They're beginning to really understand in mass that that certain politicians do not mean well for them. I mean, when you tell a person you cannot go to church, but you can go to a pot shop, you cannot have elective surgery, what they deem as elective surgery, for your heart or a kidney transplant, but you can go kill a baby. And yet, and they say that these hospitals are overloaded. No, they're not. I saw many videos of hospitals around this country where they said that they were full. They were not. Emergency rooms were empty, while at the same time, there were no people in line to get tests. Two of them were in Brooklyn, New York, the largest city of this country, in New York City. And I found this to be true around the country. So somebody has been exaggerating on the numbers or something. And that needs to be investigated. I know that Adam Schiff and that crooked crowd is planning on investigating how the corona China virus was handled by the Trump administration. But someone on the Republican side, on the Patriot side, needs to launch an investigation into Democrats and why they always go after policies that bring harm to we the people, to our nation, and ways to stop them in this. If they were foreign invaders, I don't know. I can't say that because we have foreign invaders. They're called illegal border crossers. But we have to tighten up our relationship with China, and tighten it up, meaning that we have to really just cut the ties, cut. And if it takes an economic hit, so what? Twice in recent years, we've experienced economic hits. One during the Ali Obama administration, and now this. The Corona China virus situation. So we already know, but at least with China, we would be cutting our way away from something that is detrimental to our republic. The relationship with China is detrimental to our future as a nation. Their goal is to overtake and to destroy. They have been taking advantage of us while we've allowed Democrats to lock us up here and there. They have been buying U.S. corporations. They have been buying big-time real estate in places like Manhattan. And in Cleveland, I read, too. In major city downtowns where they see a lot of life and potential, they have been snapping up real estate while we're locked up in our houses. And these sneaky real estate developers in America are selling out our stuff or their stuff to China. So we have to get back open for business and take back our nation from China. We have to suspend our operations. I'm so happy that the president said no to the World Health Organization and cut that off financially. And I pray that we never, ever give another dime to them again. Well, folks, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. It's been real. And good days are ahead. Pretend, you know, just remember to continue to pray for our nation, pray for your family. Love everyone. Jesus loves you. I love you as well. We'll see you next time. I'm Ron Edwards.